We are 17 lines up from the bottom on Nun Aleph Omed Aleph, or 3 lines down from where the lines get wide, the last word on the line. We were discussing last time the question of whether the item that is served for the Avodah Zarah becomes Aser Behana or not, and we distinguished between breaking the staff, which is Kain Zvicha, as opposed to throwing the staff, which is not Ke'en Zrika, since it doesn't break up into pieces, it remains whole. And again, as part of the conversation, it sounds like over here now we're focusing on the opinion that says Ke'en Zvicha as opposed to Ke'en Pnim, because again, the machlokas is whether, in order for something to be Aser Doraisa, does it have to be similar to what is served in the Beis HaMikdash? And certainly we don't offer staffs in the Beis HaMikdash to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but or is it Kein Zvicha that it's similar? The act of breaking the staff is similar to the act of Shechita. So here we focused on that approach. The next Gemara, which talks of something different, is going to allude to the focusing on Kein Pnim. It's part of a bigger machlokas whether we say Kein Pnim or Kein Zvicha, but that's just a theme that underlies our discussion. But nevertheless, the Gemara begins: Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin lezoveach behema bailas mum lavodas kachavim shupater. How do you know that when you shecht an animal which has a blemish, an idolater is shechting an animal to avodas kachavim? How do you know that this idolater is pater? He's not chayav misa, even though he's offering something to an idol. Shenemar, he's serving the idol, but it has a blemish. Shenemar, zoveach lelokim yacharam bilti lashem levado. Someone who serves God, yacharam bilti lashem levado, it has to be, if they serve other gods, yacharam bilti lashem levado, it has to only be for God. What does that mean? Lo asra Torah ela ke'en pnim, that in order for someone to be chayiv d'oraisa for avodah zarah, it has to be similar to the way that the item is offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And over here, you don't offer a blemished animal in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the idolater will not be Chayav Misa. So that is a statement made by Rav Yochanan. Havi Barava. So Rav asked the following question: Bimai, what type of blemish are we talking about over here, which would exempt him from Misa, from the death penalty? Elema Bedukin Sheba'ayin, if we're talking about where there was a little blemish made by the eye, by the cataract. Hashad livnei. Well, hold on a second. We know that a ben Noach was permitted to offer a blemished animal and had a little blemish by the eye. That was accepted. So if you serve it to an avodas kachavim, why should that to an idol? Why should that be any worse? In other words, a ben Noach who offers a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a little blemish by the eye, we have to accept it. So if they serve it to avodah zarah, then of course it should be the same penalty. It should be considered acceptable, and therefore chayav misa. So rather, that's not the type of blemish we're referring to, that he's pater from misa. So what's the, because that's the case, you'd be chayav. What's the case where you'd be exempt from misa? Ela b'mechusar eiver. That's when the animal is missing a limb. Uche Rabbi Elazar, Damra Rabbi Elazar, Minayin lemechusar eiver shu asur lebnei Noach. How do you know that a ben Noach is not allowed to offer a blemished animal, an animal missing a limb, to the Beis HaMikdash? Shenemar umikol hachai, mikol basar, shnai mikol. Talking about Noach, that two pairs of animals to be brought in. Amra Torah, havi behema shechayin rushin evarim shela. Said, what does it mean, mikol hachai? Make sure it's an animal that their rashei avarim, their limbs are living. They're both. They haven't been. They're not lacking. So Gemara says, hold on a second. That statement from Rabbi Elazar might not work for us. Hai umikol hachai. That pasuk, the words from that pasuk, umikol hachai, miboy lelimutei treifa. That pasuk is coming to teach us that a treifa animal is not accepted as a korban. Gemara says, no. Milachayo zera nafka. No. The source that a treifa is not accepted to be offered as a korban is from lachayo zera. It has to be an animal that can procreate, and this one can't. Well, the Gemara says, hold on a second. That's only according to the Man Demar that says that a trefa is unable to give birth. El the Man Demar trefa yoledes, but according to the Man Demar it says that a trefa can give birth. Ma'ika lememar. Well, then what's the source for mikol achai? We need it for trefa, and lahachayozer has to be for something else. Amar kra itach lahachayos itach. What does it mean itach? Bidomim lach. It has to be similar to you. Meaning what? Just like you have all your limbs. So too, in order to accept a korban, it has to have all its limbs. That's the source. Umi kol achai excludes trefa, and l'achayos zera will teach us something different. But the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. The Dilma Noach gufei trefa hava. Well, maybe Noach himself was a trefa. Now, we've discussed this before. What does that mean, Noach was a trefa? A trefa, generally speaking, there's a machlokas trefa chaya, trefa ena chaya. A trefa ena chaya means that a trefa is not going to live for more than 12 months, but Noach lived for a long time. So that you could say trefa chaya here is we're following the opinion of trefa chaya that Noach can live longer than 12 months. There's no set time to be considered a halachic trefa. It can be someone who's just not healthy, but they can live for an extended amount of time. So maybe Noach himself was a trefa. Tamim ksiv bei. Yeah, but it says he was tamim. Tamim means he was healthy. Dilma tamim bedrachav. Maybe tamim just means not that he was healthy physically, but his ways were proper, meaning he was good character traits. Well, Gemara says no. Tzaddik ksiv bei. It also says he was a tzaddik. So tzaddik would tell us what about his character. Tamim will reflect his health. Dilma tamim bedrachav etzaddik bemasav. Maybe tamim means in his ways, in his hashkafas, and tzaddik was in his actions, but nothing to do about his health. Gemara says, and therefore, again, when we say this, that would just tell us itach. That you have to be like you means bring a treifa. Gemara says lo matzis amrist de Noach gufei treifa hava. You can't tell me that Noach himself was a treifa. The isak de Noach treifa hava. Because you're gonna tell me that he was a treifa. Amr le rachmana de kavasach ayil shleim emil to ayil. Then the Torah should have just said like you bring as a only like you bring as a korban. But those who are shalim don't bring it. Don't bring as a korban. It doesn't make any sense. Why would the Torah say something like that? L'achayosi tach, only bring in the blemished animals, but the ones that are non-blemished, leave those behind. Doesn't make any sense. So now the Gemara says, once we've established this, hashta denafka me'itach, once we have itach to tell us that it has to be the Rashi Evarim need to be there, has to be healthy. Well then, and we know that Mikol Hachai is teaching us not to be a treifa. Well, l'achayos zera lamali, what do we do with the pasuk l'achayos zera? Scorn says, no, we need both. If he only said meitach, that it needs to be like you, have a mina litzav sabama. I would have thought that you just need someone to be a companion, but not necessarily to have kids. Vafilu zake and vafilu sris. Even an animal who can't have children, or an elderly animal who can no longer have children anymore, that would be enough to bring into the teva. Kamash malan hachiyozera, to teach us otherwise, we need both. That we need hachiyozera to teach you that the animal not only has to have not have a blemish, but also it has to be with the ability to procreate. And that's what the korbanos that we want to bring, korban has to be something which has the ability to procreate. So when we finish the Gemara over here, the focus is, again, it's Kein Pnim, at least at this point, the idea that it has to be similar to what's offered in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to a blemished animal, there's a few categories here. Number one, the blemish has to be a blemish which is not accepted for a Ben Noach. That makes it the animal exempts you from Chiyuv Misa, because even a Ben Noach wouldn't be able to bring it. And not only that, there's other qualifications for what a korban can be. A korban cannot be a treifa. Not only that, a korban also has to be that the Rashi Evarim have to be they have to be healthy, and number three, it has to be an animal that can procreate. Okay, we continue with the next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin l'shochet behema l'markulis shu chayev. How do you know that when you shecht an animal to a markulis, you're going to be chayev misa? In other words, up till this point, okay, new Gemara. Up to this point, we've been discussing when the way you serve a markulis is by throwing stones. Throwing stones is a derech to serve a markulis. But we also know that if you shechten something, or if you offer something the way that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, that would also be aser, chiyuv daraisa, even though that's not the way that idol is served. So a markulis is not served by shechting an animal in front of it; it's served by throwing stones. But let's say you do it anyways. Will I be chayiv misa or not? The answer is yes, you would be chayav misa. So the Gemara wants a source. What's the source that you'd be chayav misa? Shenemar v'lo yuzbechu od es zivchayem la seirim. It says that you should no longer serve their idols to their demons. Im eino inyan l'kedarka t'chsev eicha yavdu hagoyim ha'iles Eloheihem. How do the other nations serve their gods? Which means that there's a focus on how they serve their gods, meaning there's a special way to serve their avodah zarah. So you have these two psukim which seem to be superfluous. One says, "Don't serve their gods; don't serve to their demons." And this is, "How do they serve their demons? How do they serve to their gods?" In other words, one then seems to tell us that don't serve their gods the way that they want to be served. Well, then we don't need to set the earlier pasuk to tell us don't serve their gods the way that they're served. Rather, then must be telling us that you're not allowed to serve these idols even when it's not the way that they are normally served. However, that's the way that they are served in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how you see that when you shecht an animal in front of a Markulis, you're going to be Chayav Misa. The Gemara says, V'hala hachi huda asa? But is this pasuk really coming, this pasuk of lo yizbecha od hasif chayim, teaching us the idea that if you shecht an animal to a Markulis, you're going to be Chayav Misa? Hami bayle lechiratanya. We actually need this pasuk to teach us something else. And I'm going to run through this since it doesn't have much to do with our case. Ad kan hu medaber bekarchim sheik disha mashasit rabamos vihik riven mashasit rabamos shari onshin amur shenemar vel pesach ol moi lo heviyu. Ones shemano asher minayin tamalomar pen tala olosecha uchari avin amarav ila da amarav avin amarav ila komakom shenemar ishamar upen v'al enu ela belosa se. Mikan v'elech hu medaber bekarchim sheik disha mashas Heter habamos, v'hi kriva mashas izr habamos, shenemar l'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael zivcheyem asher heim zochim, sheri tarti lach kfar al p'nei asada melamid, shekol hazavech b'bamam b'shas izr habamos, mal alav kaso kilu hazavach al p'nei asada v'aviv al Hashem, sum mitzaz asay, um mitzaz los asay minayin, talma lomar, olo yizbechu od ez zivcheyem. So here is the point of this pasuk, that this braisa, that the pasuk v'lo yizbechu od as Zivcheyem is coming to teach us that we know, as a general rule, that when it comes to bamos, when bamos are around, you're allowed to shecht animals outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was established, then bamos were prohibited. You were no longer allowed to shecht animals on a bama. What if the animal was dedicated at the time of Heter Bamos? It was permitted at that time to use a Bama, so you could have shechted the animal at that time, but you waited, and then it was, the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then it was an Iser Bamos. Are you allowed to shecht the animal now on a Bama because it had the original Heter? Tama Lomar says, no, lo yuzbecho od hazivcheyem, you can no longer serve it on the Bama. So yachol yehi anish kares tamalam rechukas olam tia zos lehem below lacheres lehem. Anyhow, so that's what the point is, that that's what the pasuk below yizbechu od esivchem is coming to teach us. It's not coming to teach us that you can shecht an animal, that if you shecht an animal in front of a markulis, you're going to be chayav misa, even though it's shelo kedarka. That's the derech that's used in the Beis HaMikdash. It's used for this idea, that shchutei chutz, that was huktash b'shas heter bamos, still cannot be served on the bama once the Beis HaMikdash is built. So how do you answer this then? Amarava, kari bei velo yizbechu, v'kari bei velo od. Says Rava, you have to read into the pasuk a little creatively. It says velo yizbechu od, but the velo is going on yizbechu, and then separately it's going on the od. In other words, v'lo yizbechu, you're not supposed to shecht an animal which was makdish by heter bamos, and now is also to be used on the bama because the Beis HaMikdash is there. V'lo od, and not only that, also any animal which is shechted in front of a markulis, it's shelo kedarka, it's still going to be usher to Oraisa, and you will be chayav misa.